Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Zayin, and we will begin at Daf Kuf Zayin, Amar Aleph, the new perek. As we have previously discussed, midoraisa, a father has the ability to marry off his daughter who is a katana. That kedushin, are kedusha deraisa, and are treated the way any marriage that is midaraisa is treated, meaning that the marriage can only be terminated through a get or through the death of the husband, Rachmana Litzlan. Midrabanan, Chazal instituted a kedusha derabanan by a yusayma, by a girl who has no father, who midaraisa cannot really get married. She herself doesn't have das, the competence to get married, since she's a katana. Her mother, her brothers, do not have the authorization midaraisa to marry her off. However, Chazal did not want to leave her in a situation where she could not get married. Specifically in those days, everyone got married at a young age, and her not being married could lead to issues of immorality. And therefore, Chazal allowed her mother or her brothers to marry her off. However, as we have been explaining, that marriage is only a kedusha derabanan, and therefore Chazal said that marriage could be dissolved in the non-regular fashion of dissolving a marriage. Rather, could be dissolved through miyun. Miyun meaning annulling. The marriage could be annulled by the girl before she's a gedolah, saying she doesn't want to remain with her husband. Actually, as the Mefarshim say, and we will discuss it more in the Shir Mitzvah Hashem, there is even a situation where a girl has a father where she still can do miyun. And that is if a girl was married off by her father, and then that marriage, which is a Kedusha Deraisa, then that marriage was terminated. So now her father no longer has the right, Midaraisa, to marry her off, because a father could only marry off his daughter once, midaraisa. And now, even when her father marries her off, it's only a kedusha derabanan. This is what is known in halachic terms as a yusayma b'chaye ho'av. She has a father, but she's treated as a yusayma, as a girl who's an orphan who doesn't have a father. Our Mishnah and Perek will discuss the halachas of miyun. Says the Mishnah, "Beshamay Omrim, Eimaman El Arusas." The only time miyun is applicable is where the girl only had arusa. As we know, the halacha is that a Jewish marriage has two stages. There's first erusin, and then the marriage is consummated with nesuin. Teaches us the Mishnah, according to Beshamay, only from erusin can miyun be done. Beisel Omrim, Beisel disagree that both Arusas and the Suas can do miyun. But many Rishonim explain that even Beis Shammai, who say in our Mishnah that miyun can only be done by an Arusa, will agree that b'di'evid, a Nesua who did miyun, it will be an acceptable miyun. The Rishonim also go on to discuss that our Mishnah seems to say that a girl who's only an arusa, if she wants to terminate the marriage, a kedusha derabanan, requires miyun. Yet there are other places in Shas where it seems that even miyun is not required. So how do we reconcile that? So the Rishonim want to distinguish if she was makabel kedusha herself, or if her mother or brother married her off. Meaning that if a mother or brother married her off, and all there was just a erusin, then that marriage doesn't even require miyun. However, if she was involved, and she accepted the erusin, even though she's a katana, there the Rishonim say miyun would be required. B'Shamay Omrim, continues the Mishnah to teach us, machloikis between Beshamai and Beis Hillel and Hilchas Miyun. Beshamai Amrim Bebal, miyun could only be directed at a husband. Beis Hillel Amrim, Bebal ubeyavim, it can be directed both at a husband and at a yavim. We'll explain this machlekes more mitzvah Shem in the Gemara. Here the Rishonim use this line of the Mishnah to prove what we said earlier, that Beis Shammai, although they say miun should only be done l'chatchila by an arusa, not by an asua, agree that b'di'eved miun can be done by an asua, because they explain that the word ba'al is only appropriate to be used for nesuin, not for erisin. The fact that Beis Shammai uses it in the context of miun proves that Beis Shammai agree that at least b'di'eved miun can be done by an asua. Beis Shammai b'fanav, Beis Shammai say the miun should only be done in the presence of the husband. Beis Shammai b'fanav shalav b'fanav, both if the husband is there or not there, miun may be done. And as the Eri explains Beis Shammai's position, which is really the basis of all of what Beis Shammai is saying in our Mishnah, is Beis Shammai wants to limit the use of miun. And the way they're able, and they want to, and therefore they take the position that miun should only be done in the presence of the husband, where it's more likely that the girl will be embarrassed to do miun, and there'll be less situations of miun. Beis Shammai Omrim, bebezdin. Beis Shammai says miun should only be done in bezdin. Beis Shammai Omrim bebezdin shlo b'fnei bezdin. It could be done in bezdin, but it doesn't necessarily have to be done in bezdin. And as Rashi, based on the explanation of the Maram Shif, explains, Chazal fashion miun in the same way that they, as the same way chalitza works, and as we learned in the previous parak, chalitza should be done in a bezdin. So now Chazal, according to Beis Shammai, said so too should miun be done in a bezdin. Amlam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, "Memenes v'ktana afil v'harba chamesh pamim." A girl who's a ktana can end up doing miun many times. Every time she gets married, a kedusha d'rabbanan, she has a right to terminate that marriage with a miun. Amla Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai disagree with this halacha too, and they say, "Ein benois Yisrael hefka." We cannot treat Jewish girls in such a manner. Ella mememenes, a girl should do miun once, umemtenes, and then she should wait ad shetagdal, v'timon, and then do miun v'tinasei. Mitzvah Shem, we will explain in the Gemara what is the exactly Beis Shammai's position here. The Meiri makes two ha'aras. He says throughout the Mishnah, the opinion of Beis Shammai is mentioned before the opinion of Beis Hillel. Yet in this last machloikis, the opinion of Beis Hillel is mentioned before the opinion of Beis Shammai. Furthermore, he points out that in this last clause of the Mishnah, we find it being described as a dialogue. Amlam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel speaking to Beis Shammai. We don't find that in the other areas of the Mishnah, we have it as a dialogue between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So he explains that this last clause of the Mishnah is actually a continuation of the previous clause. And Beis Hillel is saying to Beis Shammai, "You Beis Shammai, who insist that the miun take place only in the bezdin, how could that be justified? For a girl could do miun a number of times during her lifetime, and it'll be non-respectful to the bezdin that the girl should keep on coming back and doing bezdin and doing miun in front of the bezdin." Amlam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, "According to your opinion, the miun should take place in the bezdin. How could that make sense? Won't it be disrespectful to the bezdin that this girl keeps on coming back to do miun in front of them?" Says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, "Of course your point is well taken. But that's because you believe that miun could take place many times in the course of a girl's lifetime. But we hold," say Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, "that there is no such issue, because miun could only take place once in a girl's lifetime. And therefore, our position that miun should take place in the Beis Din is not a problem because it's only going to be done once in the Beis Din anyway. So, as we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if Miyun could be done to an Arusa only, as Beis Shammai says, or also to an Nesua. And the Gemara now will offer four possible explanations in this machloikis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, my Tamid Beis Shammai, what's the reasoning of Beis Shammai? Says the Gemara, Lefish ain't tanai ben Nesuin. Although, as we've learned, a person, when they make a couple, when they get married, when they have Kedusha, Erison, the first stage of marriage, they can make a Tanai, they can make stipulations and conditions on which the Kedusha is based. However, the Gemara teaches us that once the girl, the couple, enter to Nesuin stage, even if they had between them conditions, those conditions are all waived. The husband and wife, the chibas bia, the connection that's forged through the nesuin, take away all barriers or stipulations that exist between the husband and wife. Says Beis Shammai, in nesuin taman, if we will allow a nesua to do miyun, oslamem yesh tonight pesuin. People could make the mistake and say that what happened over here? There was a condition made by the Kedushin, and then the nesuin was made. Then it was recognized that the condition wasn't fulfilled, and that's why the marriage was dissolved. So people will believe that even after the nesuin, the conditions are still valid. They're not going to realize that the reason this marriage was dissolved has nothing to do with conditions. It has to do with the fact that this girl's a ketana who has the right to do miyun. So to avoid this error from being made, Beis Shammai said that only an arusa could do miyun, no one else. As we said, there are two stages. There's the stage of kedushin, erusin, and the suin. However, in halacha, there are really two other times in the stages of getting married. One is what's called nichnas al chuppah loy nivela. We know that chuppah is the first step in affecting the suin, so we could have a chuppah without the marriage yet being consummated. And we could also have a situation of masor av l'shluchei habal, where the father gives over his daughter to the husband's shlichim, agents, to bring him to the husband. Says the Gemara, we could understand that what we just explained, that by nesuin, all tanoim, all stipulations become void. Because that's the chibas nesuin that occurs during the bia. However, our Mishnah, Beis Shammai says that the only girl who could do miyun is an arusa. What would be if the girl is in the status of nichnas al chuppah v'lo nivela? She can't do miyun. Ask the Gemara, but why not? Given the reason that we're explaining that Beis Shammai doesn't allow miyun at that point, is because only the nesuin causes that there should be no stipulations. But that's only nesuin, not chuppah. So why will Beis Shammai hold that nichnas al chuppah v'loy nivela may not do miyun? Nichnas al chuppah v'loy nivela mayikal meima. Says the Gemara, l'fish ain't tanai b'chuppah. Just like we said that the nesuin causes a relationship to forge between this couple, that take away and dissolve and cause that all prior stipulations should no longer be valid, the chuppah itself, albeit is not the same level as a bia, still causes that relationship to happen, and therefore miyun cannot happen because there are no more conditions, and people seeing this marriage dissolve may erroneously believe that it was the conditions that were there that caused the marriage to dissolve. Ask the Gemara, Masa Avlashluchi Abal. At that point, there certainly hasn't forged a relationship between the couple. Why, Michael Maimon, why did Beis Shammai hold that at that point still niyun can't be done? Answers the Gemara, leplug rabbonin. Actually, the reason that Beis Shammai is giving, according to this explanation, why niyun can't be done, is not applicable at the stage of Masa Avos Shluchei Baal. But Chazal didn't want to make any separation. They want to treat everything equally, and therefore, even Masa Avos Shluchei Baal, niyun can't be done. Rashi asks, how could we ever have a situation of Masa Avos Shluchei Baal? Isn't the definition of a marriage of a ketana that she has no father? So how could it be a situation of Masor Av L'Shluchei Baal? So Rashi therefore says that the Gemara doesn't really mean Masor Av, that was the father, it was Masor Ach, it was the brother. Says the Ritva, going back to something that we discussed in our introductory remarks to today's shir, why didn't Rashi say that it is possible to have Masor Av in a case where the girl has a father, married her off once, and then she got divorced the second time. Got divorced, and there the father also no longer has rights midoraisa to marry her off. So we can't have a case, asteritva, of even Masar Ho'av, that a father is alive. Says the Ritva, from here we see that Rashi will hold that a father has a right to marry off his daughter, the ketana, more than once. We explained in the beginning of our shir that the father, midoraisa, only has that right once. The Ritva wants to learn that Rashi holds he only has that right once. Many mefarshim disagree with that, because it's quite clear that almost everybody accepts the halacha that the father only has a right once. And they explain that the reason that Rashi said that the Gemara here means Masor Ach, because the Gemara is going according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai will hold that halacha, that a father can only retains his rights, or that a girl who's married off by a father, even if a marriage terminated, no longer is ever a candidate for miyun. Because as we explained earlier, Beis Shammai is the man, the omer, that always limits the amount of situations where we allow miyun to take place. But we who hold the Beis Hillel, Rashi too will agree that according to Beis Hillel, a father who married off his daughter once, and then that marriage dissolved, that was a Kedusha Deraisa, does have a right to marry off his daughter the second time, but it'll only be a Kedusha Derabbanan. Beis Hillel, why don't they have this concern that if someone will see that a Nesua does Miyun, they'll make the mistake of believing that there's a Tanai bin Nesuin? Says Beis Hillel, may the Yadid in the Nesua Ketana Derabbanan Ninu. Everybody knows that this girl's a Ketana, and everybody knows that a Ketana can annul a marriage and has nothing to do with Tanoim. Rav Yosef Damer Tamayu, they give a different explanation of Beis Shammai's opinion. Tamer Beis Shammai, l'fi shein adam oisoi bilosoi bilaznus. If a marriage, says these man d'amrim according to Beis Shammai, can be annulled after there was bia, it will turn out that the bia that took place was a bilaznus, and nobody wants to enter such a marriage and end up in such a situation, and therefore Chazal said, according to Beis Shammai, that miyun could not take place once there was a bia. The Rishonim already discussed, even though we have this concept that we've learned so many times in the Gemara of Rishen Adam Oysa Bilasa Bilas Nus, it's not a concept to be applied indiscriminately. The Rambam goes on to explain, it doesn't mean to say that if every time a man and a woman have relations, provided that they're not married, that means that the fact that they're having relations is mean that they're getting married. Certainly, says the Rambam, this concept of flisha and adam oisa bilasa bilaznus only has to be applied, only should be applied in the context of where we have reason to believe that this couple wants to be married. Like in our Gemara, where the couple is actually getting married, and in such circumstances, we have a concept of ein adam oisa bilasa bilaznus. But just if we will see that there's a man and a woman, albeit, who are not married and are having relations, and automatically just to apply the concept of Ein Adam Oisa Bilos Bilos Nos, says the Rambam, is not correct. Says the Gemara, that explanation makes sense when there was Nisuin, when there was a Bia. However, Nichnasav L'chupav Lo Nivela, so there was no Bia. So there is no concern of Ein Adam Oisa Bilos Bilos Nos. Why under that circumstance does Beis Shammai still hold that Miun may not be done? Mayikla Meima. And says the Gemara, Lo Nichle that to have a chuppah desura. A person doesn't want to have a chuppah that will end up that could not lead to a proper bia. And as the Mefarshim explained, this is consistent, they say, with the opinion of the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that a chuppah snida, the chuppah of a nida, is not considered a chuppah. Why? For the same explanation. A chuppah, the purpose of chuppah is to be connected to a bia, to be connected to a proper bia. And therefore, just like a chuppah nida, this girl is not a candidate for bia because she's a nida. So too, explains the Gemara, that any bia, that any chuppah that will not lead to a proper bia is not to be accepted. Ask the Gemara, Mos Avl Shluch Abal, where there's no connection at all yet to bia. A chuppah, we could say, is the preliminary step to a bia. But Mos Avl Shluch Abal is not Ma'ik L'Meima. What will we say under those circumstances? Again, says the Gemara, like Plug Rabbanon, Chazal don't make different types of Nisuin, and that's why they said that even under these circumstances, they should not be allowed to do Miyun anymore. Obeis Hillel, why are they not concerned about this issue of Ein Adam Oisa Bilos Bilos Nos? Says the Gemara, Kivin Dik Kedushin Ksuba. Although this is a Kedusha de Rabbanon, the Kedusha Ketana, there is still here a Kedusha in the Ksuba, and therefore there is no concern that it's going to be viewed by Osla Meima, that nobody is going to view this as a Bilos or Bilos Nos, not the husband nor anyone else. Rapapa gives a different explanation why Beis Shammai does not allow a Miun from an Erisin. Tamid Beis Shammai Mishum Peri. But the interesting thing in learning Rapapa, says Rapapa, Tamid Beis Hillel Mishum Peri. It's the exact same reasoning for Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They take the exact same concept and they use it with opposite results. Tamid Beis Shammai Mishum Peri. And the reasoning of Beis Shammai is because Peri. We know that a woman who brings into her marriage Nichsei Melug, the halacha of the Nichsei Melug is that the husband eats the Nichsei Melug, the Peris of the Nichsei Melug. Says Beis Shammai, says Rapapa in explaining Beis Shammai, if we will allow the Amrit Nesua Taman, if we will allow a girl who's a Nesuan, a Nesua, to do miyun, what will happen here is shamet v'ochlamenei. What he will do is he'll eat up all of the peiris. The soif soif lemet b'kaimi. The husband recognizing that his wife may divorce him at any moment will want a chaparayim and eat the peiris of the nichsei melug, not recognizing what is in store, and he'll ruin the field by eating up more than it should be eaten up from. Therefore, Chazal say she can't make me in anyway, and he won't abuse her property. Beis Hillel take the opposite view. Adarabba, kivin amrit taman. If the husband knows that at any given moment his wife could do miun, ashbuchi mashbelcha, he'll constantly work on improving the property. Because sover, he always has in mind the loy. If I won't, it's like Kreva Mafglamenei. Her relatives will advise her to divorce me. So therefore, it's just the opposite concern, and therefore we don't have that he'll ruin the field. We have nothing to worry that he's going to ruin the field. The Rishonim point out, based on what we learned in the previous Gemara, from here we see that Nichnas Elechupa, or Masa Av, or Shluchei Abal, is the point at which she's allowed to eat Peiris. And since that's the point at which she's allowed to eat peiris. That's why Chazal said, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai's reasoning, whatever their respective reasonings are, become applicable at that point. Rav Amma, Hain Tam de Beis Shammai. Rav gives a different reason, Beis Shammai. Shein Adam Tarech Pesu de Mafsida. A person in those days specifically, it was the chasen that made the chasana, that made the suda, the marriage, the wedding meal. And here, if a person is going to make a suda, and then later on his wife can annul the marriage, nobody's ever going to want to marry a woman under those circumstances, making a wedding feast for a wedding that won't be kept. And Beis Hillel says just the opposite. We're not concerned that a person is not going to want to get married, always being concerned that this marriage may not last, because kiven davai nichlu kidei delepikal kol deishes. And West Tysus explains, both a man and a woman are anxious to be married. So since a man and a woman are both anxious to be married, we don't have to be concerned that they're going to have these considerations that will prevent them from getting married. Their interest in being married will prevail, even though there's always the chance in the back of their mind that the marriage may get dissolved. So we learned in the Mishnah, again, a machlokes b'sham b'sillel, if miyun can be done towards a yavam. B'sham said only the baal, not the yavam. B'sillel said baal and yavam. So the Gemara now will explain that machlokes. As we have learned earlier in our Masechta, the halacha is that midaraisa, when a woman becomes a yavama, there are really only two options, either yibum or chalitza. Chazal, however, said that the proper thing to do is to have first a maimer, a kedushin, kedusha shtar, kedusha kesef, that a Jewish girl, even a yavama, should be treated in the proper way. Says Rabbi Oisha, when Beis Hillel say in our Mishnah that miun can be done to Yavam, it means that if a Yavam gave Maimur, now miun can be done to that Maimur. Even though normally the Maimur is only dissolved with a get, here it can be dissolved with miun, given that the girl is a ketana. But the Zika that exists between the Yavam and the Yavama cannot be dissolved with miun. There, according to Rabbi Oishi's understanding of Beis Hillel's opinion, the only thing that could dissolve the zika is chalitza or yibum. Obviously, says ask the mefarshim. That means according to Beis Shammai, even miun, even maimer, cannot be dissolved with miun. Why? So a number of answers are given. One answer, the Ritva explains, since as we just explained, everyone according to Baishi's understanding agrees that the Zika cannot be dissolved with the miyum. So since the Zika is anyway not going to be dissolved, Chazal saw no reason to institute miyum that won't be completely effective because the Zika remains. Another explanation is Beis Shammai says earlier in our Masechta that Zika creates a status of Nisuin. And since we're learning in our Mishnah that Beis Shammai holds that Nisuin cannot be dissolved or should not be dissolved with Miyun, similarly they say that the Maimer, which causes a similar status, should also not be dissolved just with Miyun. Amar Rav Chisda explains Rav Chisda, my time to Rav Oishi, what's the explanation for Rav Oishi's position? He says, Maimer, the Medata, Maimer, which is done with the Yavama's consent, Motzi Akra, can be dissolved with miun. Zika, the Baal Korcha, Zika that is not with our consent, Zika that comes min Hashmayim, loy Motzi Akra, it cannot be dissolved with a miun. Ask the Gemara, v'ribi the Baal Korcha, or Motzi Akra. So the way the Rishonim explained this question is that according to Beis Hillel, if a Yavam did Yibum, did Bia in a Yavama, and now they're full-fledged husband and wife, but she's still a ketana, so she could do miyun. The halacha is that yibum could be done by karcha, and we're saying that anything that happens by itself, miyun is not applicable. Elo, says the Gemara, a different explanation, Rabbi Yishir. Bia umaymer duhu kovid. The bia is initiated by the husband. The maymer is initiated by the husband. Therefore, matya akra. The halacha is those relationships can be dissolved through miyun. On the other hand, zika, the rachmana ramala, zika, which is midaraisa, like matya akra, miyun cannot dissolve it. Ulama, but Ula gives a different explanation in Beisham and Beisilol. Memenes aflazikosai. According to Ula, even the zika can be dissolved through miyun. My tama, nesur kamaka akra. Because what the miyun does, it dissolves the original marriage. That means what she's actually saying is that she was never satisfied with her original marriage. And therefore, just like if the husband were alive, she could do miyun. It makes no difference that he's no longer here. He could still do miyun. And actually, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asfin Daraisa explains the machloikas of Ula and Rabbi Yishir with a hakira that we've discussed many times. What is yibum? Do we look at it as a continuation of the original marriage, or do we look at it as a new relationship? Ula views it as a continuation of the original marriage. And just like the original marriage could have been dissolved through miyun, so too can now, when we have a zika, that relationship be dissolved through miyun. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan views it as an entirely new relationship. And although the first relationship, which was a relationship that happened between a husband and wife, given that the wife is a ketana, with a kedusha derabanan, miyun is effective, that has nothing to do with zika. A new relationship, which is the Torah mandated, cannot be dissolved through miyun. Eisvei Rava Ula asks Rava to Ula, going back to the first mishnah of Amasechta, kosh yochle man v'loy miyuno. The situation was that there were two people, Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Reuven married two women. One was Rachel, Shimon's daughter, who was a ketana. And here we have a proof, as we will learn, that even though Shimon is alive, his daughter could have kedusha derabanan. It must be because she was married once, that marriage ended, and the second marriage, even if her father is alive, is only kedusha derabanan. And Reuven had another wife who was a gedola. Reuven passes away without any children. So, midaraisa, the only marriage that is a real marriage is the marriage that he had with the gedola. Midrabanan, he's also married to Shimon's daughter. And as we learned in the first mishnah, the Masechta, given that Shimon's daughter is an erva to Shimon, and therefore it's certainly not a candidate for yibum or chalitza, she also exempts hatzaras erva. But that would only be if the marriage between Reuven and this girl were kedusha deraisa. Here it was only kedusha derabanan. So said the mishnah, kosh yochel leman v'loy mina. Reuven, Shimon's daughter, could have done miyun in Reuven, but she actually never did miyun in Reuven. Therefore, halacha is tzarasa, the other wife of Reuven, who is married to him in deraisa, only should do chalotzas v'loy mishabemes. V'mai, ask the Gemara, according to Ula's explanation, Taman Hashta, why doesn't Shimon's daughter, the Ketana, who was married to Reuven, do miyun at this point? V'tekrinu l'nesui kamoi. And that will dissolve her original marriage, which at this point, therefore, we will only have Shimon married to the Gedola, and therefore she could be able to do full-fledged yibum. V'tishyabim tzarasa. Answers the Gemara, Tzaras Ervishani. Even though midaraisa, what we're saying, makes a lot of sense, Chazal didn't allow that this other wife of Reuven, the Gedola, who's not related to Shimon, should be allowed to do yibum. Why? The Tani Ravim Becheskel. Miyun Ababal, if a girl did miyun on her husband. So as we've been learning, miyun annuls the marriage. So Chazal look as if they were never married. The halacha is Muteris L'Aviv. She can marry her father, her former father-in-law, because he was really never a father-in-law. B'yavam, why would it be if a woman did miyun in a yavam? Asura ba'aviv. Why? Doesn't miyun completely dissolve and uproot that they were never married, so she's not a daughter-in-law? Says the Gemara, Alma, the reason is because b'shas nefila nearest kikalosoi, since at the moment of death she looked like a daughter-in-law, even though by her ultimately doing a miyun and dissolving that marriage she really was never a daughter-in-law, still Chazal said they should not get married. Hachanami, similarly here, b'shas nefila nearest kitzaras pita, at the moment of death of Reuven, he had two wives, and the wife who's the gedolah looks like the tzara of an erva, even though ultimately it's not true because the marriage will be dissolved through the miyun of the ketana, it makes no difference since at the moment of death it looked that way, it remains that way forever. As machloikis rishonim, the Rambam says that we learned that if a girl does miyun on her yavam, she's not allowed to marry a former father-in-law, what will be the halacha about other relatives? The Rambam says that other relatives she would be allowed to marry. Other Rishonim say that she would not be allowed to marry any relatives. Amarav. Now the Gemara continues in discussing Ula's position. Ula's position, as we're saying, is that a ketana could do miyun that will dissolve the zika. Amarav, miyun abazeh, if she did miyun towards one brother, asur lezeh, she's not allowed to marry any of the brothers. Mida dahava bal saget, as we've learned, a girl who's a yavama, really is not a candidate for get, because the only way a zika could be dissolved is through a chalitza. But if a get was given from one yavam to the yavama, it's treated as if there was some sort of chalitza here, and none of the brothers can do yibam. She'll still require chalitza, because a get is not effective midaraisa, but none of the brothers could do yibam. Similarly here, Baal Saget, Lav Kivin the Yitzrael Achad, once one brother gave her a get, Yitzrael Kula, she no longer is a candidate for yibam to any of the brothers. Hachinami, so too here says Rav Loishna, and she will not, if she did miyun towards one yavam, she will not be allowed to have yibum towards with any of the other brother-in-laws. Shmuel Amar, miyun abezeh, if she did miyun towards one brother-in-law, materis lezeh doesn't affect the other brother-in-law, and she could have yibum with him. V'lo yidami l'baal seget, for Shmuel says it's not similar to a baal seget. Baal seget, who the kavod ba? Because by baal seget, it's the husband. It's the Yavam who gave the get. And therefore, that is considered a partial chalitza that affects the other brothers too. Hocha, but in the case of Miyun, Hika of the Bay, she's initiating the Miyun. Dharma Lorina Bach, Philatsavina Bach. It's you, this specific brother-in-law, that I do not want to have any relationship with. Bachu de Lorina, Habachavrach, with your other brothers, Rina, I am prepared to continue a relationship. Rav Asi Yama, Miyuna Bezeh, Materis Yivinloi. Beshat Rav Asi's explanation is that Miyun is completely ineffective, and therefore, certainly in the towards the brother that she didn't do Miyun, can she continue marrying? But even the brother that she did not do Miyun to, even that she did Miyun to, since it's a meaningless Miyun, she could ultimately have Yibun with him. Says the Gemara, at first glance, we would explain the understanding of Rav Asi is, because Leimik Rav Oisha Sphirlei, the Rav Asi holds like Rav Oisha, Dama Einam Menes Lezikosoi, and therefore, Miyun is not effective here at all. Says the Gemara, Hochet Bechad Yavim Nami, Hochet Nami Matzmakra. It's not that Rav Asi holds the Miyun is not at all effective towards Zika. He says that a Miyun that's towards one brother, and not the others, is a meaningless miyun. And therefore, were there only to be one yavam, so the miyun is a completely effective miyun, it would dissolve the zika. Just Rav Asi is referring, b'shehoch b'shnei yavam miskinim, where there's more than one yavam. They mean al-chatzitzika. So the mean that's directed only partially is a meaningless mean because it doesn't completely dissolve the relationship. Kiyosu Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan. Says the Gemara, when Ravin came, he said the name of Rav Yochanan. Mi'un abezeh, if a Yivama does mi'un towards one brother, mutaris l'achin, she's allowed to have relations, she's allowed to have yibum with the other brothers. But they did not agree with what he's saying. So as Rashi explains, the Gemara now understands that Rav Yochanan allows her to have, perhaps even will allow her to have Yibum with the brother that she did Miyun also towards. Man loy haydaloy. And now the Gemara wants to understand Rav Yochanan's position. Om Rabbi Rav. Rav Yochanan cannot be consistent with Rav's opinion. Because Rav said that if she did Miyun to one brother, she's usher to all the brothers. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Miyun abezeh mataras lachem. So even if we'll say that Rabbi Yochanan will not allow her to have a marriage with the brother she did Miyun with, but he certainly allows her to have marriage with the other brothers. And Rav clearly says that that's not permitted. Rav Amar, Rabbi Yishya. Rav says that Rav Yochanan cannot be consistent with Rabbi Yishya, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that she can do some sort of a Miyun in a Zika, and Rav Yishya says the Miyun is ineffective towards a Zika. V'amrila and others say that it's Rav Asi that Rav Yishya is not consistent with, because they understand that according to Rav Yochanan, towards the brothers she did Miyun, she can't have relations with. The other brothers with, she will be able to have Yibum with. And according to Rav Asi, as we just learned, if Miyun is done only towards one Yavam, Rav Asi holds it's a totally meaningless Miyun, and she could have Yibum with any of the brothers. B'shamay b'fonav. B'shamay said the Miyun can be done only in front of the Yavam. Tanya omlem b'sila b'shamay. V'lay pishin ha'gomel. Wasn't there an individual who was called Pishon HaGomel? Miyun Ishto Shlei B'fonav. His wife did Miyun Shlei B'fonav. So we see that Miyun doesn't have to be done in front of the husband. Amalem B'Shamay L'Beshilu. Pishon HaGomel B'mida K'fu Shemodad. He was mistreating the property of his wife, like we discussed earlier. He was eating up all the payers of the Nuchsim Log. And therefore, Fikach Modad L'Bemida K'fu Shem. Therefore, they treated him also improperly. Mida K'fu Shem means that a cup has the bottom where there's an indentation on the base, and then the cup. The main part to be used is the cup, not the indentation. However, here they use the indentation to drink, so to speak. They treated him improperly. Midakal Ochel Peira asked the Gemara, and that's why, even though normally Beishame holds Miyun should only be done for fun of, here he was punished that Miyun should be done even Shlei B'fonav. Ask the Gemara, Midika Ochel Peri, if we see that he was eating Peris, Pshita Nesuihi. Obviously, she was a Nesuah, because a husband only eats Peris after Nesuin. Varim Beshamai Nesuah Lavimana. Beshamai holds an Amishna that Nesuah cannot do Miyun. Answers the Gemara, Trei Keturi Avdulahu. They treated him doubly bad. One is that they allowed Miyun to be done Shlei B'fonav, and similarly they allowed Miyun to be done to a by a Nesuah. Here again we have a proof that B'di'evid B'shamai allow Miyun to be done even by a Nesuah. Another approach, which is more of Tosfos's approach, that here Chazal employed their concept that they employ many times of a Krinu L'Rabbanan Kedushimai, the Rabbanan completely annulled the original marriage. B'shamai Mefnei Bezdin. Beshame says that the Miyun has to be done from Bezdin. Beisil says it doesn't have to be done in Bezdin. Tanan Hosom, Hachalitza v'Miyun b'Shloisha. It says that the Chalitza Miyun should be done b'Shloisha. Man Tana, who's the Tana of that Mishnah? Am Rabba Beshame. It's obviously the opinion of Beshamai. Abayoma, Afila B'Tan Beisil. We could even say it reflects the opinion of Beisil. At Kamei Karim Beisil El Deloy Bein Mumchim. Beisil only went so far to say that we don't require Dayonim who are Mumchim. Avshloisha, three dayonim beinam they will agree are required. Kiritanya beishamer amrim befnei bezdin means can only be done befnei bezdin. Beselam befnei bezdin beshlei befnei bezdin. It could be in front of a bezdin, not afraid bezdin. However, elav eibu moedim shetarach shloisha that you need three dayonim. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Machshirim, Bishnayim, two are enough. Amar Rav Yosef, Ben Yuni, Amar Rav Nachman, Halach Kasuzug, the halach is like that here, that two are enough. And as the Rishonim explain, actually even one dayan is enough. However, L'chatchilu, we should have three dayanim, and everybody agrees that we should have at least two edim. Beshamay Amram Taman, Beshamay says, Mian can be only done Beisilv Samin could be done a number of times, but Shammai said only once. Ask the Gemara, Vamina Chadazimna. We have to go back to look at the wording of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beshamayam Emina Shisol Hefka, Omemamanis, Umamtanis Achitagdel, Vitimon Vitanasin. What's the point of doing Mian one more time? Omeshmu, Achitagdel, she has to become adult, the time it writes on the Mi'un Erishayim, and she will confirm that she's satisfied with the original Mi'un. Ula Amar, tactic time. Beisham is giving us two options. Aisha Taman, she does Mi'un, the Tagdol, she should remain unmarried, the Ta'aris, and then become an Arusa. Aisha Taman, the Ta'asil Alta. She should do Mi'un, and get married, immediately have Nisun, not wait just to have Erisin, because we want her to be completely married, and her husband should watch her. We can understand when it says in the Mishnah that she does, she becomes an adult and becomes, and then she does nesuin. Achitagdel, v'timon, v'tinosei. That means that until she becomes adult and she does miun, or she does timon, v'tinosei, she becomes nesuin right away. El l'shmul. But according to Shmuel, it holds that Mi'un is dependent on a second declaration. She should confirm her Mi'un. So the Gemara, indeed, Kasha, Shmuel's explanation has some sort of a difficulty. Ezik Tana Shetrich Lemon asked the Mishnah which Tana is allowed to do Mi'un. Kol she see ima v'achel adata, when she was married off by mother or brothers with her consent. However, hisiyish loyla data, if it wasn't with her consent, and it's Rich Lamon. As Rishami explains, even if she stood under the chuppah and she was wearing a wedding gown, if it wasn't, it was not with her consent, she's not even considered married at all and doesn't require Mi'un. Any katana who's so young that she can't properly watch her kedushin, and it's Rich Lamon. V'lezoima, a masik tana klum. The acts of a Tana are nothing. Ella Kimafuta, she's considered like a girl who was seduced, that the Gemara explains that she's not considered married, and therefore if she's a Bas Yisrael who married a Kayan, she will not be allowed to eat Truma. And the Gemara will give some other examples. Bas Yisrael, Kayan like Teichel Truma, Bas Kayan Yisrael, Teichel Truma. V'lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kol Akovish Shimonish, whenever the restraint holding back the marriage is because the man Kili Ishtoi, she's considered like his wife, Kol Shakovish Eneminish, but when it's not due to the man Kila Ishtoi, she's not considered like his wife. This too, Mitzvah Shem, we will explain in the Gemara.